Hello, children. How nice of you to come visit us. We have been expecting you.
You're listening to Escape Adulthood with Kim and Jason. It's October 26th, 2006, and this is show number 14. On today's spooky Halloween show, we talk about memorable Halloween costumes. We will also discuss pee-pee teepees, grown-ups who celebrate Halloween, and give you tips on how to look like a zombie.
Podcast show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. This is Jason with my wife Kim saying hi from Studio 203 in Madison, Wisconsin. You can get in touch with us by sending us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com, and I'm sure you're all very happy that we decided not to go with that voice for the entire show, right?
I like my Halloween voice.
It's fun. You got to be a little over the top. Halloween is a great time to be over the top and have fun.
Exactly. You know? And, you know, all those people that are, you know, big kids love Halloween.
Yep. It's the big kid. Well, it's the national holiday for children.
I always
talk about. Not officially recognized by the government, but that's because the government has adultitis.
Right.
But all kids everywhere know that Halloween is probably right up there, only barely behind Christmas.
Right. It's hard to beat lots and lots of presents.
Yeah,
but candy is a close second.
Definitely. Definitely.
I think, isn't it Jerry Seinfeld that has a whole bit on, like, the kids' number one goal in life is just get candy.
Get candy. Yeah, that's great.
That's, you know, it makes sense.
Yep. We decided to go with the Halloween theme this episode. Bob from Madison actually is a listener to our podcast, and he had sent an email a little while back suggesting that perhaps we should do a Halloween show.
Which just fits.
Of course, the comic strip always focuses on Halloween this time of year, and the kids are deciding what to be for Halloween and what to dress up for, like. And so I thought, what the heck? Let's dig out some Halloween stories and themes, and let's go for it.
Quick side note, this year Kim in the comic strip is... Has it already been revealed what she's being, or am I going to spoil it?
Well... The first part has been revealed, but it has been shot down by her mother.
Okay. Well, she was wanting to be a Eminem.
Yes.
And
lifelong dream.
Yes. And that's actually pretty autobiographical, because when I was little, I always wanted to be an Eminem as well. You know, they have those big costumes that cost too much money that your mom won't buy?
Mm-hmm.
Those big red Eminems? Yeah, that's what I wanted to be. So
interesting.
That was kind of fun.
Well, in the comic strip, Kim actually was hoping that her mom would fill up a bathtub
full of
chocolate.
Right, she misunderstood, yeah.
And you ask about, has it been revealed? Because you get the privy information reading the strips about a month ahead of time.
Yeah, so I'm all confused.
As I do them. So probably not as confused as I am, writing, drawing, uploading them all in different intervals. But
it works. That. Yep.
Okay, well, let's start things off with a song. We haven't done a song in a while. We actually have kind of a backlog of songs. We have another song from Ethan Elkin that... We'll probably play that next episode.
Actually, I have two songs from him.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's good stuff. So we're going to play that. But this episode, we wanted to play something a little bit Halloween-themed.
Yes.
And I found this song on a website called audiooverplay.com. And the song is entitled Big Orange Monster by the DVDs. Now, the DVDs are made up of a group. David G does most of the singing. Victor does music and some singing, and David B does words that David G told him but changed a little. Now,
okay.
In order to understand this, David G is actually, as of this bio, 6 years old.
Oh.
As of this song.
Okay.
So let me read a little bit about what they say about this. Even at this spooky time, the DVDs is a happy band from Baltimore, Maryland. We're making more music now that our lead singer is 6 years old and has his own guitar and Buzz Lightyear outfit. The other two guys are dads and kind of old, but still like to play outside and with instruments. Big Orange Monster is about finding out that monsters can be cool and nicer than people a lot of the times and stuff. You can still dance in a chair when you hear this. Yeah, so I guess without further ado, listen up. This is Big Orange Monster by the DVDs. I just love the little beat, the little riff there. That's really cool.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's like really catchy. I'm going to have that in my mind like all week.
We'll put some more information about the DVDs and the Big Orange Monster in the show notes so you can find out more about them.
Sounds good.
And have all the information. So
I wonder if they go on tour or does he have to go to kindergarten?
I don't know. I'd emailed them if we could use the song, you know, and they said that they had to wait because it was past the bedtime of at least one of the members in the band. So
they have to get all three approval.
Yep.
That's funny.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Good evening. Here is the news for parents.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
And now, the news. These days, Halloween's a big deal. This is an article by Melinda Fulmer, And let's see, where it was in MSN Money. I found this one.
Okay.
In Melanie Nelson's world, the Great Pumpkin trumps Santa Claus every year. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, the stay-at-home mother spends hundreds of dollars in October on her annual Halloween party and a slew of decorations, which grace not only her front porch, but just about every room of her house. The spending doesn't stop there. Nelson and her neighbors leave small boo gifts for each other. And she surprises her two children, ages 6 and 8, with presents from the Great Pumpkin, which was made famous in the 1966 cartoon, It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Halloween is a big deal at our house, Nelson said. My mom is the Christmas freak in our family. Halloween is the one holiday that I can take up a notch. Nelson and her neighbors aren't the only ones making a big deal of Halloween these days. Consumers across the U.S. are spending more than ever on the holiday, which passes unnoticed in most other parts of the globe. This year, the National Retail Federation expects consumers to spend a record $4.696 billion on costumes, cards, candies, and decorations, up 51% from $3.29 billion a year ago. That translates to about $59.06 in spending for the average consumer. Halloween has turned into the second or third biggest party night of the year, depending on who's counting, behind New Year's Eve and Super Bowl Sunday. Hallmark makes more than 300 Halloween cards. More and more people are getting into celebrating the holiday, regardless of their age, says Scott Krugman of the National Retail Federation in Washington, D.C. The story goes on to say that, simply put, analysts say in tough times people feel a need to kick up their heels a bit. It can be very expensive, said Jennifer Schuert, an Ansonia, Connecticut mother who throws an elaborate Halloween party for about 50 people every year. I probably spend, with alcohol included, between $300 to $400.
Wow.
Schuert says she chooses to spend more money on the holiday because it makes her feel like a big kid. I enjoy Halloween more than Christmas, she said. There's less pressure and you can be spooky and campy and over the top.
Wow. So these adultitis-driven people are like embracing Halloween.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's just interesting to see, you know, people be able to have some fun with it, because I think Christmas has, you know, they all talk about, you know, what's the real reason for the season, and that often gets missed in it all, and it's just become this big extravaganza. I saw the article the other day that people, like, they're starting to promote Christmas shopping, like, even now.
Right.
And there's just a lot of pressure and a lot of parties you have to go to and a lot of people you have to buy for. So it really makes sense that Halloween kind of like is the fun holiday where, like, this woman said, you know, there's no pressure. You can be spooky and campy and fun and just have a good time with it. And I thought it was interesting how the analyst said that in tough times, people feel a need to kick up their heels a bit.
Yeah.
And it really, isn't it always tough times?
Right. It's tough times in quotes, as if
whatever,
like,
that means.
We're in like this certain period, but this is like this all the time. It's just the busyness of our lives, you know? It's like everybody kind of wants this little free ticket to have a good excuse to have some fun.
Yep. So now, cool. Again, we talk a lot about the difference between being childish and childlike.
Right.
And perhaps people listening to this podcast have heard of Madison, Wisconsin because of their wonderful Halloween parties on State Street downtown, which usually end up with things being broken, people being arrested, and
it's insane.
It's pretty crazy, and they're always trying to figure out new ways. But basically, it's a terrible combination of college students, and most of them come from not even University of Wisconsin. They come from Minnesota. And
I think the Wisconsin students like to host all their friends who went to all the other
Midwest then they all go to the bars, and it turns out to be a crazy spectacle. And I would say that's not something that we necessarily agree and support or advocate. But, you know, it's been a long time since I've done anything Halloween related, having a party or dressed up or whatever. So
in college, a good friend of ours hosted a party and everybody came dressed up. Do you remember?
Yeah, that was cool.
What, you were the crow?
Yes, yes.
That was when the crow was big. Mm-hmm. And I was a sailor girl, right? A Navy girl?
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So yeah, I guess that was the last one. But we're going to be in Colorado during Halloween.
Yeah.
So I was going to say I should dress up on Halloween, but I don't know that I'll be able to, but hopefully we'll be able to find something in the Denver area to do on Halloween. So.
Yeah, maybe they'll have some parties going on or something.
Okay, this next item is, I suppose it's not necessarily news, but it's if it was news, it's news you can use.
Okay.
How to look like a zombie. Besides waking up at 4 in the morning to catch a flight to Colorado. Okay, this, we'll put the entire article online. It's from WikiHow. It's a website about a bunch of how-to things.
Okay.
And we'll put this on the website, but what I thought was the coolest thing, and maybe this is just me, but they have the ingredients for fake blood.
I knew there was a hook here for you.
Yes, yes. So,
I'm like, what's your fascination with zombies?
Because I know, well, and some of the pictures here are just
they're
like,
disturbing.
Awesome.
No, they're
yes,
disturbing.
They're awesome.
Zombies are freaky.
It's amazing how cool something can look when you take fake blood and put it around your mouth.
Oh.
There's just something awesome about that. So, we'll post the whole article, but let me just read some of the highlights, the blood, just for the important stuff here. All right, so basically the steps to make yourself look like a zombie. Number one, get some makeup and colors you want for your zombie. Usually white, gray, or green tint works well. Apply the base over your entire face and down your neck to get that unhealthy pallor. Get directly under a light source and start using eyeshadow to accent sunken areas of your face. Find shadows and darken those a lot. Black out your eyes completely, but keep it under control. Make it look like your eye sockets have shrunken in about an inch. Get darker towards the middle and inside corners of the eyes, making sure to accent natural shadows. If you've got dark hair, lighten it up with baby powder.
Ooh.
All right, now here's the cool part. Make fake blood, step two. For one fluid cup, do this. 1 cup of corn syrup.
Okay.
I imagine a bunch of old ladies with their little recipe cards writing this down as I speak. 1 cup of corn syrup, 1 to 2 tablespoons of red food coloring, 1 packet of hot chocolate mix.
What?
Or about as much as you'd use for an 8-ounce drink. Okay?
What? Why?
That's the secret ingredient right there.
What?
A couple small drops of blue or green food coloring for color preference.
Okay.
Darken up the, the blood. Mix well and add small amounts of hot water until desired consistency / smearing factor is achieved. Messier is better. So there you go. Cup of corn syrup, 1 to 2 tablespoons of red food coloring, 1 packet of hot chocolate mix, couple small drops of blue or green food coloring. Mix well and add small amounts of hot water. Now, it's one thing to create the blood, but you have to apply it.
Okay.
Step 3 is apply fake blood. Here's the fun part, unless you get sick easily. Go nuts.
Oh.
First, give yourself some wounds of some kind. Dribble blood into your hairline and let it run down your face. Tilt your head and pour some in your ear.
Ooh.
Then allow it to flow out. Repeat for effect. Arms, legs, hands, whatever. Just have some fun. Next, the I just got done munching on the neighbor look. Pour a fair amount of blood into your hand and then eat it to get a nice mouth smear. Then put some more in your mouth. This mix is non-toxic, unlike some others. And let it dribble out of your mouth and down your chin and throat. And again, the pictures on here.
Disturbing.
Awesome.
No.
Really awesome. They do, where was that? They do have like a little warning.
Oh yeah.
About the idea of be careful pouring fake blood into your ear. Don't let it get into your inner ear canals. It may cause an infection. Better to just smear it around or use a Q-tip to give the dribble effect.
I like this other warning, too, about avoid little kids if possible. They don't know it's fake, and you'll get their parents mad.
Yes. And more warnings. Don't touch anyone. People will usually take this in the wrong way and scream for help. It says if the cops stop you, your boss yells, tells you to clock out early, or you're generally confronted by anyone who has a problem, be friendly and understanding. Let them win any arguments. You're the one breaking social convention here.
Yes.
And do not do anything illegal. Dressing up in a costume is not an excuse to break windows, loot shops, or flip cars.
Hey, they should put that on the Madison News. I think there's a lot of people that need to hear that.
Goes on to have many more tips on how to walk like a zombie and sound like a zombie. And like I said, we'll post that right on our website. So, little Halloween fun. And again, recipe for fake blood. tell me we are not giving people a service here.
Now, I'm not going to say this is a completely male-female issue at all, because I know there are plenty of women who would think that is so cool.
The pictures in this thing are almost all women.
I know,
so.
But I guess I don't know. I've just never been the blood and guts gore costume lover. But that's just me, I guess. I don't know. Those really gross me out, because I think I just watch too many CSIs and it looks too real or something. Like, as if CSI is real.
Yes.
CSI is real. Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about Halloween costumes, let's go to our top story. Memorable Halloween costumes.
Yes.
What we did is we decided to make this a contribution show. We don't have an interview particularly today, but we do have contributions from other people. And these contributions come from the Kim and Jason chalkboard, which is sort of a message board where people can leave stories and thoughts about childhood and stuff like that.
There are tons of different topics. So if you haven't been there, definitely check it out. It's fun. Fun to read.
So we'll read some of the highlights, and these were answers again to the question, what was your most memorable Halloween costume as a kid?
Okay, so this one is from Meredith, age 17, from Arizona. I remember one year for Halloween, I went as a musical note. I was taking piano lessons from some people down the street, and I really wanted to do something musical. So my mom bought some black poster board and helped me cut it out of the shape of an eighth note. At every house, people told me how creative it was, and they gave me extra candy. One of the best Halloweens for me ever.
A musical note.
I know.
That was a good one.
Can I first preface this?
Sure.
I love Halloween costumes that are inanimate objects.
Yes.
I don't know why. I love it.
Well, then you'll love this one.
Okay.
This is from Jean from Texas. Well, I was a really, really scary Kodak camera. Yes, while all my friends had these cool Halloween duds, I was an object. The same year my brother was a table. Aww. He requested this costume. His head was the centerpiece. It was pretty funny. We glued that fake food, which comes in kitty kitchen sets, on it with a full set of silverware. We would say trick-or-treat, and I would act like I was taking a picture of him. My head was the flashbulb. Those were the days.
Those were the days, and they had cameras with flashbulbs.
Yeah, no doubt. What's a flashbulb?
Yeah. Okay, I've got one from Marie from Massachusetts, also age 17. When I was 8, I went with my parents to shop for Halloween costume, and for some reason, there weren't any good costumes. There weren't any there, and even fewer costumes in my size. So I ended up going as Wedding Barbie. Lamest costume ever. It wasn't even a wedding gown. It was a Barbie mask and a straight satin dress with a picture of a Barbie doll on it. Ooh. Sorry, Marie.
I'm sure we all have some really terrible
How about
costumes.
The costumes that, like, you're supposed to be a character, but then it's just got a picture of the character on it?
Yeah. You know, that's...
not accurate. Yeah.
Not good. This one is from Jamie in Chicago. My strangest Halloween costume was more than a costume. It was produce. One year, my mother made me this elaborate foam banana suit. Yes, I said banana. I was surrounded in a foam rubber banana suit, and the front peeled down so that my head poked out. I even had a Chiquita sticker on my front. Although it was a little uncomfortable, I will admit it was the best and most creative costume my mom ever came up with.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Foam? Like cutting foam in the shape of a banana?
Should, like, work for the Hollywood Industrial Light and Magic or what?
That's impressive.
It's a good one.
Okay, I've got one from Katie from Illinois. Talk about bad Halloween costumes. I have one for you. One year, my mom decided to make a pumpkin tree costume for me. I know what you're thinking. Pumpkins don't even grow on trees.
Ding, 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 ding.
To put together this costume, she glued brown... how do you say that word?
Raffia.
Raffia to tomato stakes and extended the branches on top. She then attached little pumpkins to it, and there I was, the only pumpkin tree ever. Talk about therapy. It was awful.
Yikes.
Oh, not much to say about that one.
No, except, you know, you say you like costumes that are inanimate objects. What about inanimate objects that don't exist?
Yeah,
a la the pumpkin
I should get
tree.
Extra points for creativity, I guess. But
when I was in, this is from Talon from Michigan. When I was in first grade for Halloween, I was a ceiling fan. more. Maybe not. These, maybe this is why they stuck out to us. I was a ceiling fan. Yeah, I know. Talk about lame. The only reason that was that our fan had just broken, so we cut a hole through it and put it around my waist. No one knew what I was. After I got 3/4 of the way down the street, I took the costume off and threw it in the nearest garbage can, borrowed my friend's axe, and pretended to be a psycho serial killer. We got a whole lot of candy after scaring little kids who weren't old enough to trick-or-treat, giving out candy instead, and threatened to chop them up, of course. Or of course, we were kidding. Excuse me. Of course, we were kidding, but the kids took it seriously. It was the funnest Halloween ever. Oh, so nothing saying you can't ditch your terrible Halloween costume in the middle of it all and switch to something else.
True. My dad, being an electrician, would probably have a heart attack thinking of someone putting a fan around themselves. Hopefully all the wires were taken out at that point.
I'm sure it wasn't plugged in, so.
How could people not know what you were, though? It's like, it's a fan.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
But then who goes as a ceiling fan?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That settles it.
All right. This one's from Gina from Illinois. Some kids have bad hair days, but I had bad hair years. At least one of the many tragic hairstyles of the 80s helped create a good Halloween costume one year. I had short, straight as a straw hair most of my growing up years. My mom had the great idea to give me a perm to give my hair a little body. Oh, every girl knows that. That's
never good.
It's good little body. I ended up looking like Little Orphan Annie, so that's what I was. We just spray painted my hair red. Too bad the perm lasted long after Halloween. Oh.
it's making the best of a good situation, right?
That's great.
This one is from Phyllis from Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
My most memorable costume and trick-or-treating experience was my first one when I was 5. I was a devil. I wore my red windbreaker, red pants, and a little homemade fabric red devil's tail pinned to my little bottom. My mom made me a red hood with horns and painted my face white. I'm not sure where the white comes in. And added super bright red lipstick and black around the eyes. A pitchfork made from a broomstick, cardboard, and black electric tape rounded the whole thing off. It looked really, really awesome. We stopped first at my next door neighbor's, who opened the door and said, "Oh, what a cute little devil you are." I was traumatized.
Aww.
Whether by the word cute or whether it just come home to me that I was the Prince of Evil, I can't remember. I started crying, "I don't want to be a devil anymore."
Aww.
So we went home. Shortest trick-or-treating ever.
Oh, that's funny.
All that work.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, I've got another one here from Jenna from Wisconsin. I have to say that as the oldest of 4 kids, we had some great theme costumes. All of us were bums, hobos, clowns, ballerinas, chemical-resistant jumpsuits with hard hats, just like my dad wore at work. But my favorite theme was when my baby brother dressed up in a puppy costume. I was dressed in a cat costume, and my next sister was wearing a mouse costume, and my youngest sister was the cheese. Yep. The cheese. My dad painted a box yellow with circles for Swiss, like quality, and put a craft label on her. She was so cute, about 5 or so. Anyway, that was a great memory.
That's always fun, too. We had another friend who dressed up like the Smurfs.
Remember,
sent us a picture. I think Marcy did that. Now, to close it off, we close it off with Walt, who happens to be my father. And if you happen to follow the escape plan at all that we did, you'll know that my dad is a little bit of a character and has some very interesting stories. So,
and a good writer. So
here we go. Buckle yourself in. I don't have a favorite costume, but I do have a few Halloween stories. I remember the old days when trick-or-treat was a 3-day affair and we would get candy bars of substance. 3-day affair? Is that true?
Maybe it just was in his head.
I don't know. It sounds like the greatest day ever. Greatest 3 days ever. Okay, not those little bite-sized ones. On the second night of Halloween, can't get over this. When I was about 10, my older brother and his friend decided to go their own way, and my buddy and me were on our own. It wasn't 10 or 15 minutes later that we got robbed of a white-brown grocery bag of candy under the streetlights by some sugar-crazed high school punks right in front of the Catholic church. I cried and ran all the way home, hating my brother for a week. As I got older, I wised up, and on 4th of July while in Canada, I purchased some good fireworks. And while my sweet old mom waited for the little kids to come for their treats, I scared them off with my arsenal of fireworks. Tom caught me, took them away, and hid them. I didn't find them until 20 years later, until I cleaned out her house after my mom landed in the nursing home. Landed in the nursing home. Can you, I mean,
okay.
It's hard for me to believe that that was my dad. Hiding in the bushes, lighting up fireworks.
Well,
to
didn't
scare
he just
kid.
Do what he had done to him? Like, okay, the punks, you know.
Stealing?
Stole his candy.
Well, he didn't steal any.
No, he but he scared him away from the candy. Same difference.
But at least I had the candy to console him. So.
Oh, dear.
My dad was a little bit of a troublemaker as a child. So, yeah, you had mentioned about the old Halloween costumes that had characters on them. My most memorable one was probably the Spider-Man one that I loved. The little plastic mask with the rubber band and the that would break every 2 seconds. And, yeah, but it had the Amazing Spider-Man logo on the front.
Oh, no.
Now, the kids have these full body
muscle suits
with muscles in them and full masks, and I am insanely jealous.
I know. So, although we did see a full-sized Superman one at some store that was like way too much money, but it's very tempting.
It was tempting.
But I think you wouldn't just wear it on Halloween. You would wear it more often, which is why I didn't persuade you to buy it.
Uh-huh. You said it as if that's a problem.
No, I was telling, well, as I was telling you earlier, that our family was pretty lame on the costumes. We like would just like think of it the night before or something, and like it'd be all these costumes of things that you could just find around your house. Again, like the hobo, cat, because you can always do the headband with the little ears, mm-hmm. and you know, farmer, construction worker, all that lame
pretty
stuff.
Pretty standard.
Yeah,
huh?
Very lame. So I'm anxious to for
you
us
were
to...
Little Miss Muffet one year.
Yeah, we had a mask that recycled through all of us. Of Little Miss Muffet. It was my turn.
Did it come with a tuffet?
I don't know what a tuffet is, so
that's why
probably
I asked.
Not.
I'm wondering. All right.
So, yeah.
Today, one of these lucky contestants will win his or her weight in fish right here on Wheel of Fish.
Oh, goody, goody. I've done a good thing, and I get a prize.
Okay, well, promotions. But today we're going to talk about some brand new promotions we're really excited about that are not one-time promotions, they're all-time promotions. This is like the big trick-or-treat, it's all treats,
okay.
No tricks. We just relaunched our new store, the Lemonade Stand, and with it we have a special promotion for every day of the week. And
wait, every day?
Well, every weekday.
Okay.
But... Pick 6, which is
right.
You use the coupon code PICK 6 and you can get 10% off 6 greeting cards or more. And that's good every day.
7 days, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. So, quick rundown. Monday is Monday Madness,
okay.
Where we have one item at a ridiculously low price, one day only. Tuesday is 25 cent Tuesday, where you get shipping for a quarter, no matter how big or small your order is.
What if you ordered a bunch of bricks?
Then we're screwed.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty
but
much.
But they can get
it's 25 cents.
Okay.
Yes. And
we don't sell bricks though, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. But that's a good point
okay.
to never sell bricks.
Okay. Okay. Mental note.
Number 3, Wednesday is Gift Wrap Wednesday.
Okay.
And this is good because we believe that it's fun to open presents even if they're just to yourself.
Yeah.
So however you want to use it, Gift Wrap Wednesday, you can get your order gift wrap for a penny.
Nice.
A penny. One penny. It's so,
where did we find that wrapping paper that cheap?
We didn't.
Okay.
We didn't. It's, you know.
It's a promotion.
Yes. That's why it's such a good deal to come shopping on that day.
Okay.
Because we're foolish. And we come up with foolish bankruptcy, you know, things that'll just put us straight into bankruptcy.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thursday is Thursday giveaway.
Okay.
This is every Thursday we have a really cool thing we just give away. How you are entered for this is just by placing an order.
Okay.
So everyone places an order. They're entered to win the really cool Thursday giveaway.
Okay.
Okay. And Friday, last but not least, is Free Card Friday. So you get to pick out any greeting card that we have on our store for free. Just tell us about it in the comments. If you place an order on Friday, you get it free. So if you're if you're buying a gift for someone, or if you need something for Grandma Millie or something like that, you just tell us what card you want, and we'll throw it in your order absolutely free. So.
And Grandma Millie's like greeting cards.
Absolutely. That's the hardest thing. We'll be deciding which one to give her.
Yes.
Because we do have a lot. So.
So every week, these will be going on.
Always going on.
Forever.
Always. So it's going to be hard for people, I think, to decide what day of the week to shop.
Right.
But that's what we're here for, to confuse you and to plunge ourselves into bankruptcy, basically. So
we like to try to help in any way we can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to KimandJason.com.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Okay, now the K&J update portion of the show. We have totally hit our busy season mm-hmm. of traveling. So as far as speaking goes, we are traveling all around. It's going to be fun. This weekend we're heading out to Colorado Springs, Denver, which they just got dumped with snow today. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many inches. They had predicted like 6 to 12.
Several feet.
Really?
Already, yes.
Oh my goodness, so way
but-
more.
They said that it would be gone by Saturday.
Right.
It's supposed to warm up. It'll be 70, so it'll probably be cool.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a lot warmer. And then shortly after that, we're going to spend almost a week out in the D.C. area, which we're totally excited about. Got, mm-hmm. I think, 5 programs out there.
Yeah, 8 days we'll be there.
Yeah, that'll be a whirlwind. And then we come back and we have some more Midwest stuff, Illinois, Wisconsin, things like that before the holidays. And then we have quite a blur after that. So yeah. It's fun. We've got some neat places that we're visiting. I think we're going back to Florida, California. I don't know wherever else, but some good stuff. Yep. Jason has been definitely developing his talk even more and getting more options for people. And so
it's a lot of fun. It's really gotten to a point where I think people are just really enjoying it. I'm having fun. They're having fun. We're, you know, we do a lot of churches. We've been doing some, schools, you know, talking to teachers for mm-hmm. teachers' days and, all sorts of things, like the one I did a while ago I talked about with the law enforcement officers.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that was kind of fun. So,
whatever.
Yeah, anyone that's looking for someone to bring in a speaker for their event, their meeting.
Something lighthearted.
Talk about how to escape adulthood. It's something that people really love. It helps with stress, and we love doing it. So
it's kind of fun when a lot of the events we have are like open to the public. And as you know, like people come in with a flyer in hand that they received, however they found it, and was like, I'm here to escape adulthood. They're like, I've got this prescription here. I need to fill it, you know?
It's a pretty good draw.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun to see their excitement when they show up. But that's what I've been up to, organizing all that.
Yep, and as I mentioned, we've been busy with the grand reopening of the store. It's got an all-new look, all-new products. We got some really, really cool stuff. And we just did, my brother Doug and I put together a little commercial video.
With a very famous star.
Oh, yeah. You'll have to check it out. It's like a celebrity pretty much in there. Which was amazing that we were able to get him.
Right.
Because, you know, he's quite in demand. But we'll have the link to the video. It's on YouTube. We'll have a link to it in our show notes. And it also has a hidden coupon code for a coupon for an order that you place.
Yet another promotion.
Yes. Yeah, we're like the circus. I know. We're just like, oh. yeah, so
okay.
Check that out. We'd love for you to check out the store and see what you think. And also we're doing contests where you can win more stuff. Send us your pictures of childhood. Every month we have a promotion on the store where you send us a picture, and if you win, not only do you get a $20 gift certificate, but you get your picture on the lemonade stand for the whole month.
Sweet.
Right on the homepage. So right now we have a Halloween one up there. And
so you're looking for fall pictures?
Yeah, we're looking for autumn pictures right now as of this second.
Right.
And then we'll be looking for Christmas. But every month, just go to the homepage of the lemonade stand, and you can check out what we're looking for. Okay, the frequently asked question feedback section. Just real quick, we got an email from a fellow by the name of Jason Hackett, who is actually an editor of Reporter Herald Weekly, which is near Colorado State University. Okay. And I've been talking with him about possibly getting Kim and Jason in their paper on campus there, and they also serve other people around campus and stuff like that. So we've been kind of chatting back and forth, and he made the point of mentioning that he found out about Kim and Jason through this very podcast.
Okay.
And he made the point of saying, "You have a great podcast. It's now on my must-listen list, along with Comic Geek Speak and The Bitterest Pill." So we want to thank him for that. It feels Thanks. Really cool to be on a must-listen list.
Right. That's, no pressure, huh?
Yeah. You know, so
maybe if we speak in that Halloween voice more often, people will want to listen more.
More or less. I'm not sure about that. Maybe they'll listen more.
I think they'll listen more.
Okay. You can have your little Halloween talk podcast on the side.
Maybe I will.
All right. If you have any comments, questions or feedback on anything we talked about, how to make the show better, we sure would love to hear it. Send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com and be sure to help us out by voting for us on Podcast Alley, which we have a link to in the show notes. And tell a friend about the Escape Adulthood podcast, because the audience is growing and we are just really grateful for all of the support and spreading the word to other people.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
That is so cool.
Cool.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, now the cool thing portion of the show. This cool thing may be, I know I kind of hype things up, but I think this may be one of the coolest things that we've highlighted so far. It is a product that we just added to our store just this past week or so.
Well, let me say.
Okay.
If you're wondering, this is not normally Halloween themed, but it is. Because what is scarier than changing the diaper of a baby boy? Because you know what happens.
What happens?
Tinkle.
Not just tinkle down his leg, tinkle in your face.
Moment. Now, yeah. This has not happened to me, but I have brother and I have friends who have little boys, and there's some scary stuff that goes on when you're
true.
Least expecting it, and mostly when you're tired.
Right.
So I just offer that as a segue.
So instead of selling helmets to block, like, you know,
face guards,
right? Like goggles for like a chemistry lab or something.
Get it at the source, I say.
Right, we'll go right to the source. So we are now selling PPTPs. Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory, but I'm sure you've never seen one. So basically, it's a little fabric teepee that you place on your baby's
wee wee
peepee. And it is adorably fun. We sell them in little sets, so they're perfect for, like, if you know someone who's having a little boy and you're going to a baby shower, because everyone will just bust up laughing. It'll be the best gift there.
You will be the hit of the shower.
Come in a cute little bag. There's, like, five in a bag. They're fabric, so you just wash them. The best part is some of the themes that they have. We have Santa hat PPTBs. So,
awesome.
Yes, red cones with a little white ball on the top that you just place right on there. We also have clown hats, okay? Mm-hmm. Self-explanatory. And then we also have ones that are like other fabrics.
I like the fire engine one.
Yeah, that's cute.
A little hose down there that likes to spray at will. You just need a little
cover. There's an airplane one. I'm not quite sure what the connection is there, but just for a little
boys.
Fun. Yeah. So, anyway, check it out. It's a great gift.
I remember when you discovered those and you just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
You pretty much forced us to get them on our store. So we did, and we have them. And
so check them out.
Mothers and fathers everywhere will be drier because of it.
Yeah. We are maybe helping people with their health, because you get it in your eye or something.
It could be bad.
Yeah.
You get an infection.
Right. Eye doctors should sell these. Just my thought. I don't know.
Okay.
What's up, Doc?
No, this won't hurt a bit.
Okay, our prescription for the day. Hey, who says Halloween is for kids? Okay, maybe you look like an idiot, a little questionable if you go out and you're 35 years old trick-or-treating. Okay, but that doesn't mean you cannot have fun. So your prescription for this show is to do something fun for Halloween this year. Put out candy for the kids, decorate your house. Maybe you could go to your office dressed like a zombie.
Ah.
And definitely get the fake blood and put it around your mouth, because that is awesome. Unless perhaps you're like a receptionist or something like that.
Maybe. That actually could be even cooler, because everyone will see you.
I take that back. If you are a receptionist, you must do this. And you have all of the instructions right here in this show and in our show notes. So that's the prescription of the day.
Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out escapeadulthood.com for today's show notes featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. And for Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening, and remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.